Well, what I heard at first on the radio this morning, I was felt very humbled because I do think I do my best, but I think there's other people that is just as deserving as me. But as I said, I've probably got it because I'm more seen around the community than some of these people. But I am very humbled to receive it today. I really am.
We're told you've dedicated decades of your life to serving the local community, the church, and the Isle of Man as a whole. So it sounds like you're a very worthy winner, actually, Gerald. Just tell us a bit about the work that you do and why it is that you do it.
Well, I've done this work for many years. Like as they say, I've just go about my duties every day. I've been a church altar server for 66 years. I've been a church warden for 46 years, and I'm also a liturgical assistant in the church. And of course, since then, I have permission now to go out and take services required. And also, I can visit people in their homes, which I do. I go around to most of the people that require any help or communion. I'll go around to the home and give it to them. I do visit four people very regularly on a monthly basis. I go to Southlands. Give communion once a month at Southlands Residential Home, that is. And I also go to Bradderview Nursing Home once a month to give them a little service as well. So that's what I really do. And I was a co-op manager for, 49 years, actually. But my last 28 years of this was spent down in Port Erin and Port St Mary running the shops. But it's it was I met lots of people in that time, and that's how I've become known so well. And I also been a band president of the Russian Silver Band in the past. I was also a founder member of the Manx Grand Prix Supporters Club. So I have done quite a few different things in my time, like.
Well, there's no denying your dedication and your work ethic, especially Gerald. So why is it that you do it? So what do you get out of it?
I get satisfaction, basically. I find the voluntary service is more rewarding than getting paid. So it was in my way of thinking of it. Helping people when they need you, it's one of the most important things, I think. And as I say, I've really always got great satisfaction out of doing that.
And of course, you'd have been told about this award. Was it a couple of months ago? How has it been trying to keep that under wraps?
When Sir John called me, he just visited Port Erin. We'd had a visit to the commissioners from Sir John. We took him around Port Erin. I went with them in the car and showed them around as much as I could. And anyway, a week later, he called me back and said, I've got another job for you now. And that was it, like, really. I kept it under wraps quite well. It wasn't too hard, really, to do it because I knew it was embargoed. He told me that till 30th of December, which I did. So I've not sort of discussed it with anyone. I told my wife, and then we had to tell my son because I needed a photograph to send in to go to the government office, the governor's office, I should say. And that's how it came about. But no, we've managed to care, no trouble keeping it under wraps, like.
And no doubt you've been inundated with congratulations over the past 12 hours or so. What do you mentioned your family there, your wife and your son. What do they make of it all?
Well, yes, they're very pleased too, very honoured that they got it. They got this honour, like, they really are pleased. I mean, but that's fast for the text message. I woke up this morning, put the radio on about 6:30, and I found out there was 10 the text messages already there. But I didn't realise I don't do Facebook. So, of course, I didn't know they all knew last night on Facebook. I wondered how they knew. It was quite a surprise, really. But that was it. So it's just really an honour, like, and they're very pleased as well.
So you've had a busy morning so far. Thank you for squeezing us in and speaking to us. Just tell us, Gerald, when you look forward to 2026, how do you plan to float your newfound status, as it were?
Well, I don't think I'll change anything at all. The only thing I do hope is I've had quite a few medical problems in the last year, so I'm hoping that I'm waiting for an operation, which has been put back two or three times, but I'm hoping that that'll go ahead as soon as it can do. But no, I don't intend changing anything at all, really. I just carry on doing what I can do. I'm just pleased to be able to do it. As long as the Lord lets me do it, I'll be more than pleased.
Bless you, Gerald. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Is there anything else you'd like to mention at all?
No, I'd just like to thank everyone that's, you know, for being so grateful of sending me all these messages of thanks. And I am thankful to them too, because all the support I get from people is very great around the village and in the church and everywhere. I do thank them all for their support.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.